Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Wilson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Wilson. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The right fielder, Boots Day. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Torres. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jorgensen. Watson reaches second base with a double. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Torres reaches second base with a double. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. Cedeno takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cedeno. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Cedeno steals second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards the mound. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cedeno scores. Wynn moves to third. It's 1-0, Astros. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wynn tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Astros. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Watson. The throw from McCarver and he is out, Foley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jorgensen. Rader reaches second base with a double. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Rader trying to get to third. Hunt throws to Bailey, who tags Rader for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley takes first base on ball 4. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Torres strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cedeno hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wynn. The throw from McCarver and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bailey. Wynn scores. Watson moves to second. It's 3-0, Astros. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fairley. Watson scores. Edwards moves to second. It's 4-0, Astros. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edwards scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Astros. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 2 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-2 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Steve Renko now pitching. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cedeno strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarver hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Watson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Ferry pinch hits for Steve Renko. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ferry moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt strikes out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Day hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tom Walker now pitching. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-3 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Singleton for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-3 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-3 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCarver moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 5, and Montreal Expos, 0. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.